Sam. Hey, and setting the scene for an orchestral interview right now. The sound of an orchestra because, well, if you are a lover of live orchestral things, then you'll be delighted to know that the famous KZN Philharmonic Orchestra is coming to town. And in fact, it's very, very busy at the moment. We've got a whole host of stuff to talk about. And when it comes to the KZN Phil, well, we go straight to the source. And in the studio with me right now, I happen to have a lady who is intimately familiar with the goings-on at the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra. Marketing Manager of the KZN Philharmonic, Rena Macken, joins me for a chat right here on a Monday morning. Rena, welcome to you. How are you doing on a Monday?
Morning. Good, thank you. And thank you for having us.
So great to have you in the house. And to be looking at this really storied legacy institution, the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra, which is like, it's like woven into the fabric of South Africa's national identity, and has been a bastion of promoting orchestral music over many, many years. For those that haven't experienced the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra live in action and were a bit confused about what a Philharmonic Orchestra is, what is the mission of the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra? How long has it been going for, and like, where are you based?
The KZN Philharmonic Orchestra is based in the city of Durban, and we serve the entire province of the KZN region and beyond. We've been going for the past 4 decades, and we've earned a reputation of excellence and innovation amongst South African orchestras. Each year, the orchestra presents 4 symphony seasons a year.
Wow.
And this is combined with a comprehensive education and community outreach program. We're also available for private gig hires, and there's no function that's too big or too small.
Amazing stuff. And I'm really excited for an upcoming event that's going to be bringing the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra right here to Ballito. What is on the cards? And give me the full scoop on the upcoming gig that's getting music lovers so excited.
Well, August is an extremely busy month for the orchestra, and in particular the first weekend in August. We start off with a bang. On Saturday the 3rd of August, the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra will present a light classics concert at Ashton International College in Ballito.
That's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yay!
And the orchestra will perform many favorites, ranging from Tchaikovsky to Strauss, and we'll be accompanied by Ashton College Choir, as well as some of the talented musicians from the school, including Megan Roberts, who's a vocalist, Stavros Vassilos on bass, and the sibling Jan twin children on piano.
Wow, brilliant stuff. So this is going to be a real treat for local North Coast residents, having the KZN Philharmonic right here on our doorstep in Ballito as part of this really special Ashton Arts Festival, hey?
Absolutely. And so that's on Saturday, the 3rd of August at 11 a.m. at Ashton International. But further to that, on this weekend, the 3rd and 4th of August, the orchestra is also going up to the Hilton Arts Festival.
Wow.
And so we have the orchestra's Wind Quintet performing on Saturday at 2 p.m. at Hilton Arts Festival. And then on Sunday at midday, we're doing Baroque is Back at the Hilton College Chapel, and this concert will provide great entertainment. That we will perform Brandenburg's concerto, Winter from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and the Mozart's Ninth Symphony.
Whoa, that's a whole lot of classical music, and for those that love it and who get it, this is a real treat. And for those who haven't had an introduction to orchestral music, you know, the classics, I want to bring the focus back to the light classics concert that's going to be happening at Ashton International College in Ballito this coming Saturday. How do we get tickets for this special concert?
Tickets are available through Quicket. And tickets are only 130 rand for adults or 100 rand for pensioners, children or students. There will also be tickets for sale at the door. But we're expecting the concert to sell out, so we urge you to buy your tickets ahead of time. Go to Quickets and Light Classics Concert with Ashton International and the KZN Philharmonic.
There you go. Don't leave it too late. Don't take your chance. I would say get it before the day. Get it, yes, via Quicket. And remember to support this really special musical treat coming to our Ablito community. That's happening this Saturday, the 3rd of August at 12 noon, Ashton International College. And let's zoom out and look at what else the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra is busy with for the rest of the month of August, because it gets off to a cracking start, as you say, but it carries on from there.
Yes. The last 2 weeks in August, the orchestra will be presenting their lauded World Symphony Series, the early spring season. And this time we'll only be presenting 2 weeks. That's the 22nd and 29th of August. And since August is Women's Month, we'll be celebrating all things women. And both these concerts will feature both female conductors and soloists.
Amazing. And this is taking place at the Playhouse Opera Theatre in Durban.
That's correct. And we also run a park and ride service, which allows patrons to park their cars in a safe, secure environment, hop on a bus for a nominal fee, get driven down to the Playhouse, and then back again. Super. Currently, the North Coast bus service runs from Grace Family Church, but depending on the demand, we are looking at starting one also from Ablito.
Okay, so let's get that demand up and make it happen. And these two special concerts happening in August in Women's Month, can you give me a little bit more info on concert number one on the 22nd?
Yes, we start on the 22nd of August with the early spring season, and that concert kicks off with a Polish-British conductor, Iwa Struniska, on the podium, and she will start with Schumann's Enchanting Carnival. We then have a soloist who is Australian violinist Emily Sun, and she'll perform Samuel Barber's highly regarded violin concerto. And we will end that concert with Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, which is guaranteed to get audiences' pulses racing.
Amazing. So it's like a really world-class showcase there, with some serious international talent,
yes,
joining our local maestros. And on the 29th, a week later?
Yes, that is the final concert of the early spring season, and that is with American maestro Kalina Bovell. She will conduct the orchestra. We'll start with Holt's St. Paul Suite. And then we have the Indian-American pianist Pallavi Mahidara. She will perform Saint-Saëns' Glittering Piano Concerto No. 2, and we'll end that concert with Mendelssohn's Reformation Symphony. Again, tickets are available through Quicket, or you can go on our website, kznphil.org.za.
There you go, kznphil.org.za. I'm on the website right now. And for a whole host of information on this storied institution, the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra, which aims to steward a diverse musical history and heritage, and also moving music forward both within our country and throughout the world, and collaborating with absolutely world-class conductors and performers. This is an institution that we want to see continue to grow and thrive, and it can only do so with support of music lovers, of the general public. And so, again, keeping it close to home, your chance to take your first step in an orchestral direction right here in Ablito this coming Saturday, the 3rd of August, at Ashton International College, to check out the Light Classics Concert at Ashton as part of the Ashton Arts Festival. And tickets for that one available via... is it Quicket? There you go. See, I've got my stuff here. And Rina, let's just get an understanding of the composition of the KZN Philharmonic. Where do these musicians, where are they drawn from?
So we have full-time musicians, and they all come from a variety of countries. In fact, we have musicians from over 12 international countries at the moment.
Wow. So it's an eclectic, a tapestry of musical talent.
Absolutely.
And these are professional musicians. The KZN Philharmonic is a working orchestra. And as you say, available for events, and no event too big or too small. You can sort of scale it up or scale it down,
yes,
to fit the needs of whatever the event is. All the information for that, as well as any inquiries regarding education, collaborations, and partnerships, check out the KZN Philharmonic website. That's kznphil.org.za. www.ocastrawind.za. And Rina, really excited for this upcoming month of music with the KZN Philharmonic doing what they do so well, and can't wait for Belito to be wowed with the special light classics concert. Are you as excited as me?
Yes, absolutely. And we super excited to be bringing the orchestra to Belito.
This is going to be a real treat. And as we say, we're expecting it to sell out. Don't leave it too late. Get your tickets ahead of time and make it a date this coming Saturday at Ashton International College for the Light Classics concert. Tickets available via Quicket. And my special guest in the studio with me, marketing manager of the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra, Rina Macken, giving you the scoop and promoting the love of music and orchestral music at that, for the classics and the love of live performance. We're going to keep shining a spotlight on this one, Rina, and I hope we'll be having more chats again in the not-too-distant future. What do you say?
Absolutely, and thank you for having us.
Thanks for doing what you do. Bringing back the swelling sound of strings right here on a Monday morning. It's Radio Life and Style. Here's the Lighthouse family coming at you. 19 minutes